I'm joined by the Syrian blogger May Saloon. I've just written this blog post about the Turkish idea of Faruk al-Shahar, the current vice president, leading a transitional government. Just explain a bit more why you think he would be a figure that could succeed in such a role.
Well, I think one of the reasons why is, I guess, anything which helps overcome this impasse in the country is a good thing. There's a lot of people dying at the moment, and some kind of political solution would be a good thing. The other thing as well is, I know he might be associated with the regime, and you know that shouldn't discount him automatically. I think he knows how the country's put together. He seems to be quite politically savvy. So he could be the person that can hold it all together while the transition government moves things forward.
He's a former foreign minister. What else do we know about him?
I don't know very much about him. I know he used to be involved, I think, with Syrian Airlines before he got into politics. And I think that, he's mostly seen as the kind of civilian aspect of the regime.
And the fact that he's a Sunni, would that be a problem or an asset?
I suppose in a future theory, a post regime, that could be an asset. It could be a useful thing. I think there's a political reality, which is that, unfortunately, whether people like it or not, there has been a sectarian element which has been unleashed. So the fact that he's Sunni could, I suppose, calm things. But also on the plus side is the fact that he did have some relationship with the regime means that he could, he could be seen as in a more neutral light than, let's say, someone from the opposition who is in exile or who has, from a different Sunni background. So, yeah, I think it could be an asset in a post-Assad reality.
As you point out, there are reports that he's under arrest. How credible do you think those reports are?
Well, it's difficult to ascertain. I think it's just that trying to find anything about the inner workings of the regime now is, it's quite difficult. But the fact that consistently we've been hearing these reports since the start of the revolution, I think that says something. I think there's probably some element of truth to them. I don't know how much. But I think it's poignant that he hasn't had that much of a profile, apart from some notable exceptions when he showed up, for example, at negotiation conferences for, an opposition, and I put that in quote marks. So he's had a very limited profile, but maybe there's no smoke without fire. It's possible, but I can't say categorically that he is under house arrest.
You point out these sort of three obstacles to him becoming some kind of transitional figure. We are a long way from that. But one of those obstacles was the opposition somehow needs to embrace such a figure. They've been making more encouraging noises about him today and haven't ruled out the suggestion sort of out of hand. Is that something you're encouraged by?
Yes, this isn't the first time he's been mentioned either. So it could be that slowly more and more people might be buying into him. It's very early to tell. The thing with these things is, it's easy to get enthusiastic about saying that also things crop up. We have to approach this kind of news with a lot of skepticism and caution and just see how it plays out, really. There's a lot of unknown factors, there's a lot of uncertainty. So, the only thing that triggered my interest is that this is something which cropped up at the very start. It's cropped up at intervals, and again it's come up, but this time I guess the fact that it's coming from a country like Turkey gives us a little bit more emphasis, a little bit more importance, but it's still early to tell.
Just more broadly, how do you see the conflict, the uprising at this stage?
Quite negatively. I think I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon. I think there's a lot of entrenched positions. There's a lot of mistrust and anger at the moment. So it's going to make any kind of solution extremely difficult to get to, and it's also going to make any kind of post regime period very difficult. But I think we've got a prolonged period of instability unless something dramatic happens in the near future.
Okay, thanks very much for spending the time. Thank you.
You're very welcome.